For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I am a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin is going to tell us what it's like to head back into the office.
And on this one, Evan might find a little leak in his DIY problems.
Okay.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers to you, dummy.
Hey, everybody. Before we get started here, we just wanted to let you know that the Dumb Dad Podcast is presented by Bet Online. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats.
That's right, Kevin. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams.
What's your baseball team?
Seattle Mariners.
How are they doing?
You know what? They won a playoff game. They made it to the playoffs last year, and it was like the first time in 20 years. So they're doing fantastic.
That was last year?
I think so. I don't know. I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
My Red Sox are in third place. I don't think they're going to be good this year. I hope they are.
We'll see. Start of the year.
Well, just from what we've heard,
better put some money on them.
Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there.
Head to the website today, or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. I wonder if they have any Hi-Lie lines.
Maybe, yeah.
You know what Hi-Lie is.
I don't know what they are. Highlighters? Like they give you a free highlighter?
Yeah, it's like you have a big wooden handle and you throw a ball against the wall. You ever seen that before? It's wild. You should look it up.
Where the game starts. Before we get into it, just a couple housekeeping
things. Love housekeeping. Love laundry.
Who doesn't love it?
Yeah. Can we air some dirty laundry? Is that what we're doing now?
Do you know what I love about laundry? You can't get enough of it.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something.
So much of it.
I used to work at Starbucks. And I worked in the drive-thru. This is what this reminds me of. I worked in the drive-thru. I was working in the bar, making, it was my first bartending job, was at Starbucks. Just making, I mean, it's the same thing. It's a drink that has a recipe. It's the same thing. And arguably, people are more mad if you get it wrong with coffee.
But they don't stick around for 3 more hours.
That's true. Well, that's you're wrong there, because Starbucks, right? So that's where the next greatest film is going to be written, is inside a Starbucks with your latte and your laptop. I'd work the drive-thru, and obviously in the morning it would be so busy that there'd be a line of like 15 cups, you know. Mm-hmm. And no matter how fast you could make the drinks, the line is 15 cups long. I mean, it's like as fast as you could burn through them, somebody comes in for an order from the office or whatever. And that's what kind of reminds me of laundry, or it's like you do all the laundry and then, you know, people are wearing clothes the next day, getting them dirty, especially your kids. If they're anything like my kids, they change outfits like 4 times a day still.
And we're getting into the summer. We're going to go up to 6.
I know. And it's like they, you know, put stuff in laundry. It's like, if it's not dirty, so put it in there.
I mean, safe than sorry. I appreciate that. Well, some housekeeping for us. Guys, if you haven't rated and reviewed this podcast, please do so on Apple Podcasts. It helps. We're going to read a review at the end of this podcast. Give us 5 stars. Tell us what you love about the podcast. Tell us what you don't love about the podcast. If you give us 5 stars,
give us 5 stars really and care. Say the thing you can't stand about us. So yeah. If it's funny, we'll probably read it anyway.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Be mean to me. But give me 5 stars first, please. Also,
it's like Uber podcasting.
Also, we talked about this on a recent live.
Yeah.
But if we were, hypothetically,
I don't know about that. Maybe
to go on a tour.
A tour of what?
A tour of the United States, just the first time.
Like if what? Like we're just gonna like write an hour long comedy show based on parenting, and then just go be on a stage somewhere and do it in front of people. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you just like thought of that on the top of your head.
Well, I'm just throwing things out there.
If we were to do that, where should we go, guys? What should we do?
Let us know.
If we were to work on a show, which we're already. Would already be working on if we were doing it.
Send us an email, dumbdadpod@gmail.com.
Let us know. Where would you like to see the dumb dads?
Write a review, 5 stars, and put a city's name.
Get to it.
We'd appreciate it. All the engagement and the, like you said, the reviews, it all helps us. It all helps us for the things we offer you.
What?
We don't expect anything in return, but it's a little bit of a favor.
It'd be great if you bought tickets to the show.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
We're asking for something in return. All right. So that is that. Let's now get into what I'd like to talk about here today.
Okay. Let me lean back. Kevin, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So it's funny. I started out as a stay-at-home dad from the start. Some people asked us recently if it was like, was it just a pandemic thing? Which is understandable. A lot of people became stay-at-home parents.
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
Oh, we were OGs.
Yeah, we started. It was right out the gate. It was actually like, why? I know some people have listened to the podcast for a while know this, but it was like, not why my wife and I decided we were ready, but we were like, oh, man, our schedule really works out for this. I was bartending nights. She was working days. There was no overlap. It was actually like perfect.
Yeah.
So we had kids and I started working nights, just a couple. And then I was stay-at-home dad and I did that. And the pandemic happened and I did that. And then everyone did that. I bet there was a few that didn't.
Yeah.
But then we got out of the pandemic, still doing that. Then they started going to school and I got a little taste of freedom. Freedom.
Not much.
But it wasn't much.
But a little.
But now they're both in school full time, which is, 8 to 2:30.
Yeah.
Which is something. But now I'm in this weird position. This is what I want to talk about. For the first time ever, and it's been going on for a month or so, maybe two, probably 2 months. I don't know. Don't ask anybody how long time is when you're a parent.
Oh.
I mean, we just did an ad where you said the Mariners did something last year. I could have sworn was 2 or 3 years ago. So.
You know what? It might have
been. It might have been.
I don't know.
I'm not confident either of us is right. So I don't know how long this has been going on. But sure. My wife has been out of work. Production is where she works, has been really slow. So we've kind of transitioned into like, all right, well, Dumb Dads, that's kind of a business. I'm doing the podcast, doing the videos, talking about a live show. So we've kind of buckled down going, all right, well, do your job and do it as a job. So I've adopted work hours. So, I get up and sometimes I'll go to the gym while the kids get ready for school. And then I come home. And I'm in the office, and I don't pick them up. I've maybe a handful of times gone to pick them up at school, but for the most part, no, I haven't picked them up. They come home, I say hi, and then I'm back in here in the office, and it's super weird. This is like the first time I am work hours, and I stay in here until 5, 6 o'clock. Pop my head out from time to time, get a snack, get a drink, something, obviously. Yeah. But no, it's like, no, I'm working. The kids want to come in and say hi. That's great. Excuse me. Got to get back to work.
Yeah.
And there's a weird shift in the whole house. The whole.
Because that's typically what your wife was doing.
That is what my wife was doing. Yeah. She was working 9 to, luckily, she could come to drop off. But she was working 9 to 6. But sometimes she'd work later. Sometimes she'd work earlier.
Yeah.
So that was her thing. I'd pick the kids up from school. Let's go to the playground. Let's go to the park. Whatever. Now she's like, she picked them up from school. I was on a call. I'd forgotten it was Tuesday. So like when I heard them, I was like, what is happening? It's Tuesday. It's early. Like I'm forgetting it's Tuesday because I don't need to necessarily worry about it to a degree. And it's weird. I'm noticing a change with the kids. They're missing me more. Mm-hmm. They're needier for me. And it's weird. It does suck. I don't want to say it doesn't suck. But it's weird. It's weird. This is the first time, as a parent, I've been in the position of being no, I got to work. I got to do these hours. Sorry, I can't. They'll come in and go, Dad, draw with me. And I'm like,
yeah,
no.
I can't.
I can't because I have to set these work hours because this has become a job and I'm grateful for that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's cool. Lucky
that I figured out how to make this a dream job.
Make this a dream job. It was bartending. Pandemic took that away. And then we found this in the interim, which is like a nice crossover. But yeah, it's tough. It's weird. You know, going to say goodnight to them or just popping my head out to like have dinner with them. They're definitely needier, and it's
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else to add to that. It's just strange.
Yeah, the dynamic is interesting. That was in my experience. My wife's worked from home for like a long time. It used to be sort of like a couple days at work at home, a couple days of work in the office, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I've been a stay-at-home dad ever since. Same thing. You know, we both moved here to be actors and
yeah,
and take that path. And so stay-at-home dad was like, well, this is perfect. And we don't have to pay for daycare if I'm here.
Yeah, and that was a big part of it.
For the most part, it was like, you know, if I had to go to an audition or something, or when I do have to go to an audition, my wife like can like handle. I mean, now it's like if they're in school, it's no problem.
Yeah.
But it was when it was like I have an audition, she's working. She's like, I can kind of like halfway wrangle them in between conference calls. Yeah. It's okay. You know, it would work. And then, like you said, pandemic hit and it's like everyone is staying at home, basically. I mean, uh-huh. for the most part, everyone, especially with kids, or whatever. Now when everyone knows what it's like to be a stay-at-home parent and they're still working, mm-hmm. a lot of people now trying to figure out how to do their job from home while their kids need the attention.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Especially when your kids are not in school, even when your kids are out of school and they're coming home doing their homework and stuff, they need attention. They need guidance and everything
yeah.
here. And similar to what you're saying, like I, you know, when during the day I'm home in the, like in our little nook, uh-huh. breakfast nook / this is where our office is. And that's not a shut door office, but it's an right. office sort of. And sitting there working on stuff and like, but I still have to go get the kids from school, like, you know, that's still part yeah. of my routine is like yeah. my wife, I mean, she's on like sometimes 3 conference calls at the same time.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. She's like, I'm supposed to be in another meeting right now and I'm still in this meeting. Like that kind of stuff goes on yeah. where it's like she just, you know, most of the time can't really bother mom. She's got a lot on her plate. And sure. so I'll go get the kids or whatever. And like today, you know, my son had baseball practice and, you know, it was like I edited last night until like 12:30. And then woke up this morning and like chatted with you. I was like, okay, let's film something together. I'll get my coverage and send it to you. And then we jumped on a call and it was like, you're editing like while we're on the call. I mean, it's all just so like, we probably didn't realize once you dive headfirst into like making this your thing, like how much it takes to like keep it going.
Yeah.
And when it's like a team of 2-4 really with our wives and like, but that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's pretty much the people that are behind all this stuff that we put out there. And happy to just like take a break from it and take my, and like walk across the park and take my son to baseball practice. But on the way home, I'm thinking like, okay, we got to get dinner started when I get home. We have family in town this week. I got to get this done. I got to figure out how to put the lights up in the backyard because they're probably going to want to sit on them. It's like all this stuff as a parent. It's crazy mm-hmm. how much time will stuff. And he simply asked me, can we, when we get home, can we play a video game together for a little bit? And I was like, no. And like, all I want to do is say, yeah, of course. I was joking around with this about this with my friend the other day. And I was like, how do people get stuff done? Or how do people like watch things? Like, I can't even like sit down and watch a show.
Yeah.
You know, it's wild how the time just flies throughout the day. Even if you're like working the whole time. I mean, I guess that's the thing. When you're working, you're just focusing on getting stuff done. And the time just like flies away. And you think like, who sits down and like watches a movie like 3 days a week? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. I mean, like I've been like, I stay up. I don't stay up too late. I'm like, because like I literally can't. I think before we went into this mode of working, I was staying up like way too late.
Yeah.
But it's just like, no, you've got to be productive tomorrow. And then you just drag your feet forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like little things like video games. Like my daughter asked me the other day, we both played Legend of Zelda. She's got her game. I've got mine. She likes to watch me play my game. She asked me the other day. She was like, where are you at in the game? And I was like, I haven't played it in like 2 weeks. Like, yeah, I haven't like touched it. And my son, it's interesting because my son, you know, like both my kids are very loving towards both parents. My son is definitely more obsessed with mom. Mm-hmm. And that's great. He's definitely still like loving towards me. It's like not withholding.
But mom's still the, she's her.
Mom's still the favorite.
She's her.
And it's kind of the joke, and we love it.
Yeah.
Where like him and I'll just like lean over to him and be like, just so we're clear, mom's mine. And then he's just like, no, she's mine. And then like that's like our little thing. That's always been our little thing. And again, he's always sweet and kind to me. In fact, lately I've been doing story time with him because we're really trying to focus on reading and with my daughter who's in second grade, we're trying to work on like reading comprehension. So like doing story time, like a more something more than Elephant Piggy, as much as I love those books, like something with a story. Then it's like, what do you think about that story? Yeah. What happened there? My wife and her are kind of doing that thing. And my son and I are reading. But what's crazy is like today even, they went to the zoo. They often go to the zoo on Tuesdays because it's a short day. So they get at 1:30 and just like get in the car right away. And they're in the zoo until the zoo closes. And we got back and my wife was like, guess what he said? And I was like, what? And he was like, oh, I said I miss Dad. And I was like, oh, okay. It was just like, yeah, buddy, I miss you. I miss you too. Yeah, it's weird. I know a lot of people go through this. I'm sure a lot of people listening to the podcast are like, yeah, dummy, this has been my life.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's like the first time I've experienced it really like full on. Like I've definitely had days in the past where I've, where it's like, well, yeah, I was doing so much and couldn't really hang out with the kids. That happens to every parent a lot.
Yeah.
But this has definitely been a consistent pattern of like, now they even know.
But transitioning into her having the free time and kind of being more of the stay-at-home mom role now and you being more of the working dad.
Yeah.
I imagine that's a big flip. I mean, especially when it's like kind of unannounced. I'm sure it's like you chat with her and it's like, yeah, this is probably a pretty good idea. Let's try it for a while. It's not like you consulted the kids. It's like it happened and then it worked. And then a week into it, it's like, that works. Let's make this adjustment here. And then next thing you know, the kids are like, where the hell's Dad?
No, and that's what it was the first couple of weeks. And then I think the thing that made it sad, and this is like, I feel like true of all parenting, is the moment where it got sad is the moment they got used to it.
Yeah.
And they like got home from school, came in here, gave me a hug and ran right out. And it was just like, they just know I can't hang out.
It's nice to be wanted, isn't it, Kevin?
Huh? Yeah, it is nice. I know. It's like, more disappointing than anything.
Like my daughter who was like a somewhat, not a struggle, but you know, it took like 3 months of the year before it was like not an emotional kind of like goodbye to get her into school. She's tough on her like that. I mean, you remember her, she was like that in preschool last year.
Yeah.
And you know, like 2 days ago I did drop off and she like literally went in the fence and didn't even turn. She didn't like hug me. She just like walked in the fence and started walking to her class.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, don't you want to, okay. That's cool. Yeah. Cool. I'll see you later. It's like, wait a second. Where did it go? Like, where did the one more squeeze go or whatever?
Yeah,
no. So listen to us talking. This is like, yeah, try having to move out of your house.
I know.
And this is like,
well, we'll see if the podcast is still happening when that happens.
Episode 6000.
2048.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. It's not, I'm sure, like you said, not a necessarily easy thing. It's an interesting thing. I'm sure, you know, you'll find ways.
I'm definitely fortunate enough that like, and I know I've talked about it for like the last three podcasts, definitely fortunate enough that like baseball is going on. Like there's like something that
there's like a thing going on to
super involved in that I can like be active in.
Yeah.
Because also, I mean, I have all but ghosted the PTA. There's nothing really.
Nah, he's on his way out.
There's nothing really left until like culmination, which is just like, you know, selling like these graduation things.
Yeah.
But
graduating fifth grade.
They're graduating elementary school. Graduating elementary school.
That's really funny. Today at baseball practice, speaking of being super involved, we got to baseball practice today and like one dad just kind of started pitching to a kid. Well, like my son's putting his cleats on, you know.
Yeah.
And I bring my gloves. I come help out and stuff. So I went over and just kind of took like shortstop. I figured like, well, there's no sense in having just kid after kid just like hit balls in the outfield and then they got to run and get them. I'll just play shortstop. And then that turned into another kid like wanted to hit and then he took off running. So then another one of the dads that helps a lot goes over to first base. So he's like, yeah, he's kind of over there at first base. So then like a couple times the kids hit it to me, I field the ground ball, turn it over to one, out. But the kids we have, they still go to first.
Yeah.
They're still like just running the bases. Like every time they hit, they would like advance a base. But like I was just a vacuum over there at shortstop with these kids. Mm. And then coach got there And then another dad took the outfield. And next thing you know, and then so one of the dads was pitching. And it was like, next thing you know, it was like all the dads are out there with their gloves and just like having kids do batting practice. But we were in the field just kind of like shagging balls, but definitely like turning two on these kids. Mm-hmm. Like throwing them out at first base, tagging them, tagging them, throw to first, tag the comeback. Like it was hilarious. It was like all of a sudden it was just like for about 25 minutes or so, it was like, yeah, we're out here kind of playing some baseball against some kids. It was so funny. I mean, like we were obviously, like I said, we were talking to them as they'd run by. Okay, make sure you run when they hit. But like when the play happened, we'd play. And then, and like I said, of course, the kids would stay at first base. Everyone's like, go sit down. You're out.
How many parents do you think were watching you from the sidelines going, look at these guys. Just won't give up on themselves.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care because you know what? It was awesome. So much fun. It was so much fun. But that's kind of how we ran batting practice today. It was like,
yeah,
all the kids were, and then all the kids were in the dugout, like cheering on the next hitter.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit more of like a game setup, but it just reminded me of that. His face involved. I was like, at one point I was like, this is hilarious. We're just out here playing baseball against these like 9-year-old and 8-year-old kids, throwing them out at first base.
It's great. I love it.
Should we move on to the dumb dad moments?
Let's move on to the dumb dad moments.
This dumb dad.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase. It's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That moment is brought to you by faucets.
Okay.
Okay. Although I think, doesn't matter. Faucets. How about that? When we moved into our house, part of the bathroom that's attached to my wife and I's that room is the bathroom that basically we use for the kids as well. Mm-hmm. And the little vanity in there is exactly as such. It's little. But there's room on both sides of it, like where they could have put a bigger one there. And so one of the things we thought, someday soon, what we should do is like put a bigger vanity there so we have more counter space. We can put the kids' like toothbrushes up there. You know, they're like down underneath and everything now, like all that stuff. So it was just kind of like a, I don't want to say pipe dream because it's not like a someday, because it was like a simple enough project, but maybe not the first week we move in kind of thing, right? At one point, though, we were like, it'd be cool to like change the hardware in the bathroom. So if we change the hardware, it's like you want to change the hardware. Let's like do the tub, the shower. And then we wanted it to be black. It was like this kind of somewhat standardized, like brushed aluminum that's like everywhere, you know? So we thought, maybe let's make it cool. We'll paint the bathroom. We'll put like black hardware in there. It'll change up the look. We'll really make it look nice. So at one point, probably like, man, I don't even know, 2 months ago, we ordered like the hardware, found some stuff we liked, a couple pieces of it were on sale. Like, let's get it in now. That way when we feel, if there's a weekend that comes up, we were just talking about how nobody has time, right? 2 months ago, it's just been sitting in boxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yesterday I was like, you know what? I got like a half an hour before dinner starts. I bet I could do the tub faucet. Pretty sure I've done one of those before. It's a copper pipe coming out of there.
Yeah.
You just got to undo the set screw, unscrew it, screw the next one, like put tape, screw that one up. I could at least do that. So it's like maybe one baby step. And then since I did that pretty quickly, and I thought, all right, I'll do the shower head. Same thing, you know, unscrew the one there.
Also very easy.
Unscrew from the pipe, screw the new one in. Simple. Then I got to, I guess I couldn't tell you the handle, okay? The handle. And I was like, maybe the next morning I'll do the handle, okay? So I got up in the morning and I was like, I'm just going to pull this thing apart really quick and see, is it like a quick thing or is it going to be a little bit more involved and I can save the rest of it for later. Mm-hmm. So I pulled the thing off. I undo that set screw, pull the handle off, get the plate off the wall and everything. Like the mechanism that sits there, which is called like the in pipe, or there's a different word for it that's escaping me right now. And I'm looking at this thing going like, I don't really see how this handle that I got goes anywhere near that.
Right.
You know? So I'm like, okay, maybe there's more pieces on there that I'm unaware of.
That's just already a bad start.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I'm thinking like,
maybe I'm looking at this wrong.
Yeah, or maybe I didn't take enough of like the internal pieces off.
Yeah, that's right. Take it apart more. You're right.
But I also can't really see how any of the rest of it comes off, if that makes sense. Even the plastic sleeves in there is like locked in there. I'm like, I don't know. This is like, I don't really see how this is going to, I don't know what's happening right now. So I look on,
I just imagine the little guys that are running your brain like from inside out, like that nobody's at the controls and one guy's walking by going, guys,
what is he doing? The shower thing is off. So I'm okay. So I'm better. Let me go. Let me find my way to YouTube. Look up my faucet brand and like the installation of it. Somebody will have the installation. Let me see if there's a, you know, how is this thing? And
a mid-build YouTube jump is always a great sign.
Yeah. And, although sometimes I know, I think it's a good tool. It's a good tool to use in the
YouTube's
age of technology.
A great tool. I'm not saying it's not. It's just
in most of the time, I would say I'm pretty handy around the house. It's a confirmation or a learning tool. Okay, I can do that. And then I figure it out.
I think if I made a YouTube video tutorial, I would have timestamps right at the beginning of it.
Oh, man.
I'm just like, hi. And then they all have different names for it. Great. You're starting at the beginning. Good for you. Swallowing your pride. And then like halfway down, it goes, you got pretty cocky there, didn't you, dummy?
Yeah.
Last one is call a plumber.
Time to go to the hardware store again.
Yeah.
That's really funny, titling them like that. Boy, little side note, let me tell you something like that. For all of those of you making those videos out there, put those in there and go to the part where it's like assembly, disassembly, this, troubleshooting, whatever, because it's like, hi, today we're going to learn how to install the dishwasher cable from the... And it's like, it's a 16-minute video,
hi.
And that doesn't happen until 13 minutes into it.
I'm Mac from Mac's Plumbing, it's and like, today we're going to be replacing this shower head.
Mark, get to it. Just get to it. Or... say where it is.
Now
I don't need 10 minutes.
What you don't want to do is take a razor blade to the back of the package. That'll cut through the instructions. It's like, not where I need you.
Yeah, jeez. If I can't get that right, then what am I even doing at this page? Anyway, I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, I don't know, man. This doesn't seem right at all. Like, mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that piece is the
out
next
of date or something.
No. If that's proprietary to the previous handle.
Okay.
Is what I'm starting to worry about.
Yeah.
So then they're like, well, you should have an access door, which thankfully I did in the cabinet. There's like a piece of plywood that's like screwed to the wall. You unscrew that, that's the back of it.
Yeah.
I unscrew that thing and it's like all copper pipes coming into this thing and they're all soldered to it.
Perfect.
So it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't do this. Well, that's like, so I take a bunch of pictures of it, and I'm like halfway thinking I'm going to go to Home Depot and ask them, like, how do I do this? But the smart DIY kicks in of my experience, and I go sit down. I tap my wife on the shoulder, and I was like, do you have a second? And I was like, here's the deal, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that thing in the wall is the branded like adapter to that previous handle.
Sure.
So if we want to put the one on that we bought, which is again black, uh-huh. It's not now
brushed,
you know,
metal.
Now the other ones are done, taped, sealed. And I'm like, here's what I propose. Because I could do that. I think I could probably do it and learn it. I'd probably have to spend money on soldering tools.
Yes, you would.
Learn how to do that.
Yes.
Figure out how to undo that one.
Mm-hmm.
Assemble all of it. Do it right on the first try.
Yes, you would
have
to.
With no leaks.
Correct.
And even if I did that, and that's, you know, it's not a 2-hour job. I can tell you, I can promise you that.
4-day job tops.
4-day job tops. And so I was like, so I think the answer would be that we'd probably have to call a plumber and have him come and do this for us.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be pretty expensive. I don't know. Depending on.
Yeah, I don't.
And we got to buy the part.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so I was like, or it sucks we got to kind of eat the cost on the handle of the one, but let's just buy a black handle of the same brand that was already on the wall. She's like, let's do that.
There you go.
And so that's what we did.
There you go.
Looked close enough to where it fits. You know, it's not going to look like, well, how come that's designed that way? We like scoured and thankfully found one. I mean, it wasn't even too bad. I think it was like $100, which when we started looking at like kitchen faucets, I know you know this as well. You go to like the actual website of like kitchen faucets and stuff. They're like $600.
Yeah. They're pretty serious.
It's like, boy, talk about a world I was not prepared for. When you're looking at like faucets and everything that are like high quality, nice. I didn't even know that, like high quality what? Mm-hmm. No, listen, I've been in plenty of bathrooms where the thing is loose and it's leaking everywhere. I'm assuming that's not a high quality one. But I didn't know the difference between that is like $78 and $700. It's like, whoa, what is happening in this industry? So black one's on the way. Hopefully the thing is not so out of date. Otherwise,
it'll be soldering.
I'm going to be spray painting it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I would love to learn how to do that kind of stuff. But it goes back to like, I don't have time for that. That's a specific skill I don't need to learn because I have do it once, maybe twice.
Yeah, that's a certain level of time and pride. It's don't do it.
Do DIY enough to where you are confident that I can tackle this job in a semi-reasonable amount of time without spending
saving sanity.
Yes, it's a fine line, isn't it?
You gotta ride that line,
man.
And I've been guilty of not doing a good job.
And part of that, I think, and again, this really is in support of people that are interested in doing it. I fully support, like, if you want, like, it is fun to learn something new and learn a new skill. But the more you do it, the more you start to tailor, like, where your skill level lies. And you got to be honest with yourself about it.
Got to be honest with yourself.
And surprisingly enough, I was today, because usually I am the kind of person that's like, no, I can do it. Like, my pride gets away. I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like you said, 4 days later, and it's like, I think, well, the pipes are getting short because I keep having to cut some off because I have to redo it.
That's the thing. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. So anyway, dumb dad move was just not understanding or thinking that maybe that would be the thing. I think I just assumed, like I said, I've done like a faucet head before. I guess I assumed that it wasn't so proprietary, like the handle part.
Yeah.
That goes, that's like permanently in your wall.
I had this is a quick story off of yours, but I had a quick DIY this weekend. So long story short, there was a leak in our, roof. Talked about it on a previous podcast. I sealed the leak. We've been getting a lot of rain. I've waited until like the rain is done. We're kind of at the time of the year where I'm like, probably done on rain.
Probably done on rain.
Yeah. But like I had sealed it long enough ago, gotten so much rain, and it had never leaked in that side of the wall again. So I decided this weekend, I was like, all right, I'm going to fix that like water stain hole that probably has mold on the other side. So I cut it, and it was just very funny because my son started screaming. He's like, Dad, what are you doing to our house? I'm like, because I was taking a knife to the wall and just like
cutting a huge hole in it.
And I was cutting a huge hole in it.
Okay, so markers are off limits, but just cutting holes in the wall is fair game?
So I can't lean.
I need to change my birthday list right now.
I can't lean on the vanity in the bathroom. But you can take what looks like a gigantic steak knife to the wall.
Bread knife.
Yeah. So.
Mom! Dad's losing it from being in the office for too long.
And then my daughter goes, no, but like, really, what are you doing? And then I became a full-on dad.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well. Dad told him. I was like, well, there's water coming in, and it was damaging. And I know it's only like a slightly yellow spot here, but on the other side might be black mold, which is dangerous to breathe. And they were like, mold! And then like cut it out. And I was like, and now I'm going to measure it. And they're like, we stopped listening forever.
I was going to say, you get about to, well, there could be water on the other side of this wall. Oh, God, I'm so sorry I asked. Is he still? He's still.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
How long do you think he's going to stand there doing this?
You know what? I should let him keep talking because it's the best his posture's ever looked.
So many hand gestures with a knife.
The chest is so puffed up right now. Whatever, it's fun. I fixed the wall. So my dumb dad moment is...
How did it look? Grade yourself.
I still need...
There was never a hole there?
It's probably one of my better jobs. Okay. I still need to put a second layer of mud on, but It is definitely my better patch jobs.
Good.
Yeah, my dumb dad moment is brought to you by listening to your kids' cues. I've talked about this before, probably more than once, about like how my kids... It's so tough because kids are wild. Kids will say things like my son really didn't want to go to school today.
Yeah.
And
tough. Is that what you
said? That's what I said.
Yeah.
With like foot on the back and boot, door shut. And then I was like, no, I do have to walk them to school. So I opened the door and apologized.
Just kidding. I'm coming.
Got him out of the bushes. none of that happened. CPS, none of that happened.
Good.
Lord. No. Like my son didn't want to go to school. So there's certain things where kids say and do stuff that you're like, I don't, just knock it off. I don't believe you. And then there's some times where they do stuff and you go, oh, you were kind of okay the whole time. So, like my daughter has been, my wife and I have said it and we've definitely talked to her. It's not like we've been ignoring her. Jokes aside of what I said about the school thing, but like we've noticed that my daughter's like going through it, just like, on a razor's edge of emotion and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there is just something about, well, let me not jump ahead. So we've been like talking to her, pulling her aside and just being like, hey, you good? Like you're just like got really upset about this one thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like getting older and just understanding the world more. Cause that is a nightmare.
You
forget about all that, man. You forget about sometimes it seems great to be a kid because it's like it's all fun and games, and then other times you're like, God, you guys are emotional wrecks, and then you like step backwards and go, oh, because I'm doing great. I'm real even keeled.
Yeah, and like the world is just and what seems to be a pretty big and scary place, and everything can hurt you or it could be dangerous or whatever, and you know it's like and you're. I have questions about all of it because you don't know what's going on. You know, you're nine.
It's because you're nine.
And
we've definitely just like kind of done like a quick pull aside of just like, you sure you're good? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. Really? Yeah. Okay. You know, just like, you don't want to be that overbearing and like so much
try
that
to
they
force it out of them.
Try to force, force it because then they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
But then like the other night, when like we didn't, which I guess maybe this isn't a dumb dad moment. Maybe this is just parenting and that's so fun. But yeah, the other night she was like coming out of her room and this is around the same time all this is happening of like, we just like are like, buddy. And she loves to come out and sit down with us and chat. And
this is like what, 10 o'clock or something like that? Like late?
By the end it was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But before that, it was like, just kept coming out. And like, I've talked about it on a past podcast, like we made mistakes in the past of letting her stay up late. And now we've kind of set a boundary of like 20 minutes and lights out.
Yeah.
And she's held to that, but like, she'll still come out of her room and, some nights and this one particular night, she just kept coming out. It's so hard as a parent when they're not listening to not get annoyed at them. Definitely didn't like yell or raise our voice, but it was definitely just like, buddy, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah. Well, they're not listening.
They're not listening.
Yeah.
But am I not listening? You know what I mean, Evan? But am I not listening? Because I feel like they're saying
not to the show you're trying to watch because she won't stop coming out of her room.
I mean, that's the worst part. If we're watching like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I mean, you're jumping at the remote to pause it. Is this an okay freeze frame?
But what are they doing?
Yeah.
They're wrestling.
Anyway, so then one night she was having a hard night and my wife went and laid down with her because it was just like, you're just not going to bed. You also seem like kind of wide awake and it's really late. Like what's going on? And then just like laid down with her and then she just, you know, opened up about like normal stuff about like death. But what was crazy is, and this is just life, is that she was like, said something about death. And she goes, yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot lately. And my wife goes, you've been thinking about death a lot, like about you dying? And she's like, no. What about you guys dying? And it was like, oh, okay. So my wife like stayed with her for a while. She fell asleep. And then my wife came out and told me. And I was like, oh, you know what the worst part is? And my wife's like, what? And I go, that's the goal.
Yeah. Oh.
Like the worst part is that we're like, yeah, I hope you're right. Just yeah. Not soon,
like, but that's kind of the deal.
That's the goal of the human race.
We hand you the baton.
Yeah. And it's tough when they suffer that. My wife also had a big problem with that, thinking about like her parents dying when she was her age. So kind of care. I'm saying it's not my fault.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not your fault.
No. The fault lied, though, with like... Of like that moment of, so I guess who knows if it's a dumb dad moment or not, but it was like the fault lied with like, oh, there it is. Mm. There it is. There's the thing that's been like bothering her. And there's no way we would have gotten it out of her until she was ready to tell us.
But you know what, man? That's, boy, I'm sure many parents would snap your hand off for that problem. You know, that it's like takes a while for her to definitely tell you and talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. And I've, you know, my son is... wears his heart on his sleeve and definitely feels the pressures of life and the overall existential stuff that he thinks about at 9 years old. I think like,
yeah,
in many ways I think, man, I feel so bad that he's thinking about this stuff, but being somebody that's lived with anxiety for a long time, I had to remind myself times like, sometimes like your mind is a powerful thing, right?
Yeah.
And you can talk yourself.
Not according to other high school
people,
teachers.
Some other people's minds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are people out there that have.
I apparently have wasted mine.
You and I probably together have pretty normal.
You and I's brain together could probably change a faucet.
We would probably know to get the right one. The, your mind is such a powerful tool that you have. Uh-huh. And if you let it, I mean, you can get sick from convincing yourself from being sick. I mean, your mind is such a powerful thing. You can convince yourself of the worst thing that's going to happen, then have physical reactions to that. And it took a long time, including learning tools and therapy and things to realize. I kind of almost came to this realization one day. I was like driving home from therapy and I thought, what's wild is that we've had these so many conversations about how powerful my mind is, and like if you let it go in a negative space, like how much that affects you and can even affect you physically.
Yeah.
So what if you allowed it to do the opposite? You know, and I've like talked to my son about that a couple times recently. Like there's another guy, there's like a guy I follow on YouTube. I don't even remember what he felt, but he like offhanded one time said, sometimes when I find myself getting really nervous about like thinking about the, like the worst thing that could happen. Oh, you know who it is? It was Max Homa, who was a new dad. He's a PGA Tour player and he was playing in like the Masters and he was like in second place or something like that. And like on like the, you know, on Sunday, and they were like, what are you feeling? You know? And he goes, When I find myself getting nervous or thinking too much about or worrying too much about what's the worst thing that could happen, I allow myself to dream what's the best thing that can happen. Mm. And I thought, man, that's such a cool way to think of it. And I think that's part of the reason, that's part of the thing I've been trying to talk to my son about, who like, you know, like I think like your daughter just thinks like, it's almost like there's so much overwhelming thought about this stuff that feels like,
yeah.
And all you want to say to your kids is, you don't got to think about that right now, which is true. They don't have to think about that right now.
Right.
But if they are thinking about it, you can't tell them to just, you know, I'm sure you know as well as I do. Like, you can't just not think about something sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so hard to turn your brain off of something, especially if you're feeding yourself what you want, which is the fear. And that's endless.
Well, yeah, it's like close your eyes and whatever you do, don't imagine an apple. It's like, well, that's forever.
Yeah, exactly. They do the thing and it's like, everyone loves to swallow, and swallowing is easy to do. You usually do it with food, and then it's like 30 seconds into it, we go like, how many people can swallow? People are like, I can't do it. Because all you're trying to do is do it. It's like, and that kind of goes back to the thing, like the mind is a powerful thing. And so I don't know, it's just, it's interesting as we navigate this world with our kids that are now growing up with like their opinions, their friends say stuff to them, and you know, that's when it really starts to feel like, now doesn't it feel like, now we're kind of swimming out in open water here.
Yeah.
When parenting, like,
yeah.
Before we could kind of go back to the beach a little bit and yeah. see mom and dad. But now we're like, we're really kind of just swimming out here.
We're just
in the current. And that feels not great.
And they look at us as lifeguards also, our kids.
Yeah.
And we are not certified.
No. It's like, remember, if I think I might take my pants off and tie the legs, I can blow air into them or something. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
So, you know, boy, it feels like we got down into some of the weeds of this stuff. But I kind of like that. I like that when we talk about this kind of stuff.
On it's great.
Because it makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. And, you know. I'm good for you guys. I'm happy that she talked it out with you. I mean, that's, like I said, that's a nice blessing that can still happen.
Listen to and believe your kids, you know,
listen
and
to
not just kids. Like believe your kids in the sense of like, believe them when they tell you something, but also believe them, believe yourself maybe when you're like, something's going on.
Sure.
You know, but yeah, you got to walk that line. But
have
yeah.
you tried this as well? I've thought about this as well before.
Holding, take it like withholding until she tells me. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Just that holding it and trying to hold it in your heart.
Like, where's all my stuff? And I was like, I don't know.
And, but make it your fault. Understand that it's your fault.
Yeah.
Accept all that. Take that down. Eat that for dinner. Mm-hmm. You notice something's going on with your kid and you really wish they would share that with you. Just sharing a vulnerable thought or moment or story with them.
Yeah, we do a lot of that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're kind of like sharing about what goes on in our thoughts and feelings. We definitely don't hold back our feelings.
I couldn't even if I tried.
Oh, Irish Catholic from Boston. I'm born this way.
I'm really like the guy. I watch Bluey and it's like 1 out of 3. I'm crying, man. They just get me.
I definitely talk about that stuff, but
that's good. I think it's an interesting way to like show like lead by example, you know.
Yeah.
Like offer them that and not, so did you want to share anything? And just like say that, you know, go for a walk around the neighborhood, tell them something like that, and then they know like, oh, that's okay to do.
Yeah that's all it is. Is like
that's a big one.
Lead by example. Well, guys, if you have some parenting I don't know. Stories
if you have
like
you have a life preserver.
If you have any salts. What are your dumb parent moments? Guys, email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram. We're @thedumbdads, which is our handle across all platforms. And let us know your stories. Let us know how you're navigating this wild life, whether it be you're a parent just trying to fix a faucet, or you are a parent who is, you know, just trying to talk to your kids, navigate the life of being a working parent. I'd love to hear that perspective. So please write in, let us know. We love hearing your stories. And I think before we move on to the end of this, I think we're going to read a review.
Oh, yes. That's right. You mentioned we got a good one to read.
We're going to read a review for the podcast.
I got really excited just then.
Of the review?
Yeah. The idea of just reading one. I got really excited.
Oh, fun.
I mean, I'm excited, but.
So happy for you.
Let myself see. Come off the chair a little bit.
All right. So we have a review here written by SabSet13.
Okay. Thank you, SabSet13.
5 stars.
Really?
Keep them coming is the subject of it.
Okay.
The only non-true crime podcast I listen to.
Oh!
A great source of levity for the seemingly endless dumb parenting moments my husband and I run into every week. Thank you, SabSet13, for that review.
Wow.
And if you want your review read on the podcast, write your own.
That was, you already wrote that one.
Don't copy that one.
Nah, don't.
Oh, it's taken.
I don't care. Fine, give us 5 stars, copy it. Word
great.
For word.
That was great. That's true. We'll do that.
Thank you for saying that. That's high praise. My wife listens to a lot of crime podcasts. I know once you get hooked on that.
Yeah, they're great. I get the hook. Thanks to Everdue on SoundCloud for the music for this podcast. As always to our wonderful producer and my wife Annity for editing this podcast. Evan, should we?
Where's the
Star Wars?
Yeah, where's the Star Wars joke? I don't want to do that. Let's do a Star Wars joke.
We're going to read.
Let me do it. I want to do it.
We're going to read from the Star Wars.
Star Wars dad jokes.
Dad jokes.
The best worst jokes and puns from a galaxy close by.
Oh, nice.
No, it's far, far away.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
when is a door a Gungan?
When is a door a Gungan?
Yeah.
When it's a Jar Jar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Jar Jar Binks is a Gungan.
I know. Oh, is that like a species?
His species.
Okay. I didn't know.
The Gungans. Anyway, did you know that a parsec is actually a measure of distance and not time?
I thought you were jumping into Jar Jar. I was like, no, we gotta go. No, we gotta go.
No, not doing that. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.